Good morning, day 20 of 36 channels in 36 days. Well, I'm back. It's been about 3 or 4 days, but I am back, feeling rested and revitalized. Yesterday I did get as much sleep as I needed, and I'm telling you these things so that you understand as your energy shifts that there may be just things that shift with you. So that's part of the reason why I tell these sort of daily event stories, but and I've been doing this for a while, and you can't give what you don't have. In other words, energetically, if you are all spent out, used up, as it were, energetically, there's nothing else to give. And we started this series, and the sort of the heart underneath it was this idea of be what I am for. So as you're putting out into the world, we talked about peace and being peace, being in the frequency of peace, radiating out peace, connecting to the, now we'll talk in the language of connecting your God self into the infinite God and understanding that you're one, that you are just an aspect of God, that you are a magnificent aspect of God, and that every single drop in that ocean is a unique individual expression of the ocean. So every single aspect of God is a unique and individualized aspect of God. So as you put peace out into the world, as this, as the example continues, as you put peace out into the world, it is your own unique expression. And if you are tired and have not gotten rest, it is difficult for you to be radiating yourself out into the world, radiating your frequencies out into the world. So there is a time always to kind of pull back. We call it caving in around here, to sort of cave in, get your rest, get nourished, get replenished, and then come out in the springtime, if you want to use the analogy of coming out of the cave, coming out when you are fully rejuvenated and feeling well, you know, feeling well in the very truest sense of the word. So I'm back, got plenty of rest. It took about 3 days, and it did take a trip to the mountain and some fresh air, some really fresh air, and a beautiful day watching children slide down the mountain. It was snow covered, and just being able to smile, be in nature, smell the pine. That was really interesting too. I could get a whiff of the pine trees where we were sitting, and I just capture just a little whiff of pine, and play in the sun a little bit, and be in enjoyment. So that is really it for the preamble this morning. We were thinking, and I was reminded about how we started. And so be what I am for, radiate out the very essence of your God being, and do so from a place of feeling well, a place from well-being, to radiate out your God being. Please remember to visit the contribution button if you are enjoying this series at all, and keep infinite circulation in the flow. We appreciate you. Be what I am for. Be well. Be your most radiant God self. Namaste. Nono ni eke na, anu ieshki okona, iokona ieshku ieke na. It was about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon when Anoniyoshiko, the vibrancy, flooded in Anoniyoshiko Yena. And Yoki Ekenan Yoko, up until that point yesterday, Mercedes kept pretty quiet, Yoko na Ieke, and did several phone calls and things, but slept in between Ieshiko na Anani Yoko and became revitalized, Yoko na Niena. During one of the calls, Ieshiki Yoko na, we were, Yono Yeko, talking about sort of what's next, Yoko Ieke na. And it is so interesting because she is been saying, we leave it to spirit, we leave it to the channel, Yokona Iena, Nana Yoko Ikena, and there was some feeling around manifestation and what to be manifest, you know, Yoko, spending some time into the frequencies of wanting to manifest, Yokona, Yokona Ikena, so typically human to have a result from this time that is being invested, Yokona Nieko Nayena. Anani Ieshkena, the very essence of you, Yokona Yekena, we hope you are feeling that the very essence of yourself, Yokona Nana Yeko, is shifting and changing if you have devoted time, Yoko, and is a space within your physical world, Yokona, to be here with us, Yokona na Yoko. That is the manifestation, Yokona ni Yekena. The other manifestation is not that this isn't some sort of science project, so let's now see if it works, Yokona Yekena. What is the other manifestation is the actualization of moving your life or moving your lifestyle, Yokona, should you choose, in a direction that uses what has been discussed here, Yokona Iena. We would say the principles of what is discussed here, Yokona. Nieko Iekena Nieko, the technique of what is being discussed here, Yokona Niekena Naniyoko. So know that for some, there will be great shifts and changes and some big ahas and oh no no Nieshke and gee, this really works. And Ananiyoko, and then for others, there'll be subtleties, Yokona, maybe in just Ananiyoko, the way that you think or the way that you do things, Yokona Niyekena. This is the, this is the span of the human characteristic, yes, Yokona Niyeko. But the one thing you should understand is the law. Is the law, is the law, is the law, and the law, Yokona Nieke, it does not shift for any man, Yokona Nieke. So, Yokona Nieke, the application of the law and how you understand to use the law, Yokona Nieke, will, of course, vary from person to person, Ieshke na 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 Yoko. So if you want to experiment, that is a human condition, and we understand that once you have an experience, then you have a knowing, Yokona Niekena. Long time ago, Ieshke Nana Niyoko, we had said to Mercedes, trust is a uniquely human experience, Yokona Niena. Trust is a uniquely human experience, Yokona Ieshke Nana Yoko. One more time. Trust is a uniquely human experience. Onono Ieshke Nana Yoko Ieke Na. To judge yourself to be in trust or to not be in trust, to hold something in respect or not hold something in respect, Yokona Ieshke Na, is uniquely human. In the vernacular of this work, Iekena, you know, Iekona Iekena, there is nothing to trust, Iekena Naniyoko. You know that when something is placed into law, placed into the infinite all, seeded, Iekona Iekena, into creative intelligence, Iekona Naniyekena, that the law exists for all. Ieshke na na niyoko okona, and it is not something that is Doriyoshke variant, Iokona, to the individual expressing Iokona, the planting. Ono nani ieshke na nani yoko. So, just think about it. If you plant a tomato, are you trusting that you're going to get an apple? Ono no ieshke na? Really? Ono no no yeko. You plant a tomato seed, you know, ieke, you're going to get a tomato. Unequivocally, with certainty, no doubt, ieko na, a true expression of an action, a nonoyoko sprouting and releasing its, nonoyeke manifestation of a tomato. What is there to experiment with? What is there to trust? Now, you may trust that your friend or your neighbor, your husband, your lover, your a child, a noniko, planted the tomato seed in the first place. Now, maybe yoko na iege na. But if you are responsible for yourself and you are initiating your planting, yoko na iege, then you know without any doubt that yoshko na iege, through your infinite God self, iege da na na yoko, your infinity, that when you plant into the all, into the void, ioko, into creative intelligence, iokona, into source, iekona, into God, ananieke, that which you plant, you will reap. Now, we said we were going to talk about destiny. The conversation can get a little convoluted. Yoshkona iekena. From the perspective of the human thought process, yoshkona iekena. Remember when we said that there is a tendency to over-spiritualize things? Iekena na na niyoko. When we talk about destiny, this is one of those unonieke na. Opportunities. Ieke na 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 niyoko okona. The human package that you are in, yokona, called this lifetime, yokona niyeke na, has come, yokona niyena, to express uniquely and individually, yokona na na niyoko, your individual Iokona contribution ieke na into the creative intelligence ononieke or conscious creator iokona iena. Without your contribution iokona ieke, your uniqueness iokona na ieke anioko, there is a hole. You are special. You have come to Anono Ieke, express your joy, your peace, your happiness, and your love, Iokona, into this, Iokona, Iekena, into this ocean. Yononi Ieshkena. And in some ways, what we are teaching here, Ieshkona, is like the ultimate lifetime. Yoko ni yeshkena, melding into the ocean, your drop of uniqueness and magnificence, yokona, and understanding with precision, nananiyoko, how to do that, yeshkena nananiyoko, in some ways is the ultimate expression of joy, yes? Can you imagine just being able to think and then manifest, to speak and then manifest? Anoni yeshke na niyoko. The lessons along the way, yekona, is your destiny. Anoni yeke. The ease in which you get this lesson is your destiny. Anoni yeshkona. The expression of your spiritual conductivity. Yoshkona nani yesko is your destiny. Yokona yegena. To live in perspective of joy and love is your destiny. That is why the sacred seed, the smallest sacred spiritual denominator, Anononieke, is the true essence, Anananiyoko, of your destiny, Anononieshkena. Everything in your life that is an expression or lack of expression of love or joy is your destiny, Anononieshkena. And it is a opportunity for expansion or growth, you would say, Anoniyoshko, a lesson, Yeshkena, to be able to express anything that is before you as your destiny, as your God, as your infinity self, as your aspect of the void, Anoniyoko, your aspect of the infinite all. Anoniyoshkena. So, you attract that which is going to allow you to Ananiyoshkona. You plant the seeds of things that are going to reap that Aniyoko gift of destiny. You're not static. You're not in some sort of cylinder container. There is flow and movement and rhythm. Things set into motion. Mercedes Iocona, yesterday, the uniqueness of yesterday, what happened, was she woke up on her mind to celebrate Anonieshke, to pay honor, Anonieshke, to sing. She has some chants that were gifted to her for various healings. So to sing for the ancestors, Yokona, many, 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 many people are experiencing their exit and transition from the physical body. Then early in the morning, or early for her in the morning, a friend called Yoshkona and said, and Mercedes had Nonioko seen an expression or a vision of sitting around a fire pit or a fire. She couldn't see who else was with her, so she couldn't tell if it was ancestors, Ononoyeke, or people in this flesh, in this dimension. Yokona, doing ceremony for the ancestors and blessing their prosperity and their abundance, and their healing, sometimes when you transit the physical body, there's a healing, so to celebrate their healing, so then earlier in the morning, she received a phone call, and Anonioko from a friend, a gifted friend, Anonioko, whose gift is communion with the ancestors, and she said that she had a feeling so many people were transitioning, Anoniyoko, that we were supposed to do this healing for the ancestors, Ondodieke, and then, like, we needed to hear it for a third time, Yokona Ieke, another gifted friend, said, Unoniyeke, that very unexpectedly, a friend of hers, Anoniyoko, had transitioned. And this was the hard one. Unoniyeke left his home, Iekena, and was hit by a car. We could only say, wow, 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 Ononoyeshko, because Ononiyekena, Yodoriyoko niyena niyoko, yekena, the shoniyoko. The shock, or the Ononiyeko, you know, Yoko, just the unexpectedness, the shock, Yokona. So she had said, Ononiyeke, for the third confirmation, we need to celebrate the ancestors, Yokona Niena. We're bringing this up for a number of different reasons, Yokona Iekena. One reason is because even when you have a higher Nonoyoko, even when you have a understanding, a Nonoyoko, of the ebbs and the flows and the cycles and the vibration and the rhythms, these are all universal laws, a Nonoyoko of the of God, of the space, of the void, of creation. Ononiyeshkena, you are a community of individuals. You live communally, Yokona, and this cyclical cycle we call life, Iekena Nananyoko. Even when you have the understanding of the frequencies, the transitory migrations that occur, Ononiyeshkonanieke, you are still human, and it's still Nyonoko affects you when a dear one has transitioned or has taken his or hers exit from the physical dimension. This is why we say that each and every frequency is valuable and it is an evolution, so that you can receive and accept and be in flow, in circulation. It is understanding the signals and the subtle frequencies, like the celebration of ancestors or the healing, so that they may be on their journey in a peaceful way. So, your proof, if you were looking for proof, as opposed to creating a new space in your life for expression of knowing, your proof is Ononoyeshko. Is there more peace? Are you at more peace? Is this technique, Ononiyeke, resonating with you to allow you to see the subtleties, the subtle expressions of God in everything and in everyone? That is your proof, if you're looking for proof, Ononiyeke, because the law is the law is the law is the law, and how you express is the law. The knowing is the law, is an expression of your being at peace with understanding the law. Inoniyeshkena, and really the laws, vibration, gender, rhythm, Inno no yoshiko na. Yes. Cause and effect. Inno ni yoshike na. And yokona, if the throwaway phrase if you get nothing else, but ononieshke na, there was so much here. Yokona, you may get it all or you may get a portion. Onono yoko, or something may happen and you'll say, oh, that's what they were talking about. Ononieshke na. So we are using joy and love and peace because ononoyeshkena universally, ononoyeshke, but abundance, perhaps, yokona, prosperity, ononoyeshke. Maybe we'll work on everflow, ononoyeshkena, the ever-flowing prosperity, abundance, wealth, onokena, wealth. That's an interesting one. Because wealth is not just wealth materially, it's wealth in body, mind, and spirit. Yes? Body, material, mind, ononeshke, thought, creation, spirit, the essence. Ononeshke na. Health, well-being, ononeshke, materially, ononeshke. We are not so esoteric and mystical that we do not understand that odonieshke na, materially, nyoko na, there is greatness in materially. I don't know, odonieshke, that's what seems to be coming from source. There is greatness in being in material wealth, yakona nieshke na. However, the understanding is whatever your situation is, you're materially wealthy. Yoshkona iena. The mindset of wealth, yokona, and the experience of wealth, yokona ieshkena, is that wherever you are, whatever you have, I am wealthy. Yoshkona ieke. I'm grateful. Yoshkona na nieno. So, inonioko, on your own time, you can manifest the car. Inonioshkona, ieke. Here, what is that car bringing you? Joy, peace, happiness, security? Inonioshkona, healing? Ieshke na nanioko ieke na. So yes, we will be working towards manifestation. Ononieke, and understanding and putting into practice these things. Ononioshkona. We are working with the smallest spiritual sacred denominator. Yoshkona na ieke na. And when you have an understanding that you release this into the infinite all, iekona, into the law, iokona, when you plant the seed, iokona, of peace, joy, happiness, security, whatever it may be, healing, ononieshke, I think maybe today we'll do healing. Ononieshkona. How brilliant is it that you place healing and you understand and become aware of the frequency, the subtleness of healing? And things are healed. Now, twice today, so far, inononieshke, is healing really the smallest sacred denominator? I express myself as health, wellness, love. Anything and everything that is not in alignment, in harmonic balance with my being optimized, is now healed. In my spiritual space, in my physical space, in my mental space, in my emotional space, in the essence of my very being. Harmony and balance, Ononi Yeshkena, with the ever-flowing wellness and wealth in every single area of my life, Ononi Yeko, of my existence. I am well. That brings me great joy. I'm planting the seed of joy. And receiving my wellness, healing. I'm receiving my healing in every aspect of my life that is keeping me out of alignment with the frequency, with the sacredness of the well-being, and with the alignment of joy. Ononi Yeshkena Yokona, what is, question is coming forward, what does the wellness of Ononi Yoko, my emotions. I am healing. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed in every aspect of my life that is not in alignment with the frequency of love. I'm bringing into balance the harmonic frequency of love. I am vibrating anything and everything that is not in alignment with the frequency of love out of my physical density, my physical life, and creating space and bringing forth the frequency of love. I receive it here and now. I receive love in its purest state. Here and now. I am placing the sacred seed of healing into the law, knowing that infinite circulation is always flowing. That which is not serving me well, that which is causing discomfort, disease, dis-ease, misalignment, is flowing out of my realm, out of my kingdom, my queendom, my realm, my physical existence. We're flowing it into the all. For the all knows the how. The all knows the how. The all knows the how to heal. The all knows the how to be in alignment. The all knows the how to align. I release the how into the infinite all and know that as it circulates back to me, healing has been completed, it is received, and it is achieved. And it is flowing back into me right here and right now. As love, peace, joy, these sacred seeds are purified and sanctified, cleansed, and planted. I am reaping right here and right now health, well-being, and wealth. Love, joy, peace. Love, joy, peace, complete. Received. Inhaling. Exhaling. Achieved. Inhaling. Exhaling. Nono Yeshke is Yokona. Connect with the frequency of heal, healing, yield, healing. Complete. Received. Achieved. Healed. Exhaling, I am. Inhaling, healing. Exhale, complete. We're going to do this on a breath. Inhaling. Receive. Inhaling. Achieved. Bringing it back into your frequencies, I am. Healed. Resting in this for a moment. Now, inhaling, I am. Inhaling, I am. Healed, inhaling, pulling it into you. Receiving, healed, frequency. Exhaling, complete, achieved, receive. I am. Exhaling, I am. Inhaling, healed. Exhaling, complete. Received, achieved. I am healed, complete, achieved, received. Resting here. You can scan your body if there's any tension anywhere in your body, just releasing it through the sigh of release. Floating in this, resting in this frequency of heal and healing. Now, let's bring up an ancestor or the earth. Take this vibration of healing that we've generated and we're in. Heal, 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 heal. Sometimes there's a step in between in our belief system. There's the instantaneous alignment, heal. There's the process alignment of healing. And there is the manifested alignment of healed. So just as we do everything else, love and joy, we can put this out into the world through the heart chakra, through the filter of love, I am love, I am. Through the heart, putting healing out into the world. Heal, heal, heal. Healing, healing, healing. Healed. Complete, received, achieved. Yes? Earth. Humanity. Anything and everything that is not in harmonic alignment. Love and balance flow is healed. My immediate surroundings, in my community, in my workspace, in my world. Winoni Yeshke na nani yoko ike na. There is a greater principle here. We say, tithe our money, give away 10%. What you give, you receive. Yoshkona iekena, that is the standard fare. But have you thought about, as you're healing, as you're giving the healing today, as you are manifesting healed states of existence and being for balance and harmony in our world today, that is what you have to give. It is not always the dollar. Sometimes it's this precious moment of time that you're giving to put back into the world love, peace, joy, happiness, radiating the frequencies, not the wish for, the actual frequency. Not the desire, the actual frequency. Anono ni yoshkona. The healing is done. It is complete. The healing is received. It is absorbed. The healing is achieved. The very essence of the all has been infused with healing. We heal. It is healed. Or it is in process, healing, and it is done, it is healed. That is why your uniqueness is important. This ripple has great influence. Inflow, influence, affluence, influence. So, when you receive, achieve, give some back, Onono Yeshkena, back into the void, back into the world, back into your life, back into your community, back into Yoshkona, your neighbor, back into the situation, back into the event, back into the breath, back into the essence, back into the minuteness, back into the ocean. Onono Nieshke. Back into conscious intelligence, back into creative intelligence, back into the void, back into the love stream, back into the universe, back into God Creator. Onono Nieshke na. Your tithe is not always material. Yoshkona na yeko. Your giving is not always material. Anono yeshkena. Somewhere, anono yeshkena, there is a situation that you have just healed through this giving. Anono yeshkena na yoko. Anoni yeshkena. So if you have an ancestor that has transitioned, iokona ni yeshkena, there is healing, anana yoko, to occur, anona yeshkona. There is a journey, iokona, as they transform and have released the physical self. Can you just imagine, anononi yeshke, how it must feel, iokona, to be separated from this heavy density, anononi yeshko, joy, yes. Iakona, but in some cases where it has been sudden, onono nieshkena, unbelief, not knowing. Can you imagine not knowing where you woke up in the morning? Yoshkona, it's like, where is my body? Yoshkona, Iakona, discontentment or just, what Iakona, you know, not connected? Dis, not connected to ease. Ease, grace, peace, happiness, disc, contentment, not content, not connected to contentment. Oniyeshkena. Yokona iyekena. Yoniyeshki yokona iyekena. Do you understand your great importance of the scheme of the flow? You know, noniyeshke. These understandings, yokona, means that Yoshikona, I have nothing to give. Of course you have something to give. You have your voice to give. And if for some reason your voice is disabled, not able to, Yokona, then you have your thought, Yokona Niekena. And if you have been disconnected from your breath, then you have become an ancestor, and perhaps one who will benefit from your loved one, or someone who has just been in passing, thinking of you in a loving way, and wishing you well on your new journey. Anono Yeshkena. Yes, we can put frequency and chant and sing and love. Yokona Iyeshkena Nani Yoko. But we must understand that there is a great healing. Anono Yeshke. Actually, Mercedes has a prayer. There is a great healing. Earth, Yokona. It has been interesting to Mercedes because as she has been going through this series, the ocean and the waters, Ananana Yoko, and the flow have come through to her in such vividness. Yokona, Yashkona, Iena. That is the personification of the all in our existence. The oceans, the rivers, the flow. Ononi Yeshkena. How can you pollute something? Anani Yoko, cause something not to be of its grandest self. Ononi Yeshke, when you understand that it is the personification of the ebb and flow of the universe, we can look and see the ebb and flow of the all every time we look at a stream of water. Yoshkona Iena. You always have something to put back into the void, into the creative consciousness, so that somebody else can draw it out as they need it, so that you can draw it out as you need it, so that that infinite circulation is always moving. Everything is always moving. Anono Nieshke na. So, the other thing, Anono Nieshke, and then we will close for today, is that there's been great joy for Mercedes because these simple conversations, Yoko, the things that you might even just be throwing away, not even thinking about it, the casual remark, Anoni Yeshkena, has turned out to have great spiritual significance, Yokona. She says everything is spiritual, it's all spiritual, Yokona, but has not really considered it this way, Yokona. The nuances, the subtleties, Iyakona. This understanding of the subtle frequencies have been coming to her, Iyakona, for the last few months. Iyakona and Iyake rests. Allow it to be in the subtle frequencies she has heard, Onono Yeshkena, but has not fully understood exactly what that means, Iyakona and Iyakena, Iyakona. You would say that this would be giving you maybe perhaps inner power or nono yeke or control, Iyakona Iyeshkena, but neither is really in effect. Onono Iyeshkena. This is the wisdom, Iyakona Iyekena. And when we go back to talking of destiny, we are talking about acquiring your wisdom in Nuniyoko, Iyakona, and applying it, Yoshkona, and sharing it, Iyekena, and putting it back into intelligence, back into God, so that every droplet, every aspect of God that is human, we'll use that example for now, but is human, has the ability to draw from it, Yoshkona, in its deepest pain, Anono Yoko, Iyekena. When we say that there is a spark, we talked about. There was a God spark at spark, a light God spark. And even in the most densest, darkest places, Yokona, there is a spark. And somehow that spark of God connects to the spark of the all. Anononieshke is because you have acceded into the all healing, love, hope, happiness. Yokona, Yeshkena. So we breathe in and bring that healing back into your existence now. Through the heart, always filter through love, remember. Through this filter of love, this healing is purified, sanctified, and blessed. It is in my very existence in the here and now, and it flows into me. It is complete, it is received, and it is achieved through law, through my understanding and application of the law. I know this to be truth. I know this to be done. And I know this to be in my life. Right here and right now. So it is spoken, it is done. And for today, so it is given, it is received. It is done, it is done, it is done. Amen, amen, and amen. Anononieshkena. Remember, so it is given, it is received. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we wish you adieu.